This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm a little bit reluctant to talk about this, but in many respects, not so. Last week, there was a story that broke on February the 13th about a newly appointed archbishop in Detroit. And on the same day, Archbishop Amon issued a letter to the archdiocese about things that are going on relative to the Second Harvest Food Bank. And it was amazing the connection between these two things. And as I started to read deeper into the letter and thinking about what the archbishop here was saying and what the archbishop, newly appointed archbishop of Detroit, Edward Weisenberg, was saying, there were things that just jumped off the page to me. And I don't know, at first blush, they were really problematic. The Archbishop of Detroit, Edward Weisenberger, is very critical of Donald Trump's immigration policies, and he's also criticized the president's plan to dismantle the U.S. Agency for International Development. You will recall that DOGE has been looking at U.S. aid and finding a lot of stuff that is really problematic, and even some more recent articles about some of the NGOs that had received funding from USAID and how they go about spending that money with luxury trips, first-class plane tickets, resort hotels, all that we are financing, the taxpayers of this country financing. Why should we not look at that? But the Archbishop Weisenberger said the following. He said, in our culture, when we don't have to see that person, see that process, we can kind of close our minds to it. But I don't think a Christian can do that. And I wondered, is that not what happened when the church turned a blind eye to the sexual predators disguised as priests? I mean, for years, they internalized that. They move priests who were predators from parish to parish, only to offend again. And we find ourselves in a predicament here in this archdiocese, a financial one for sure, not to mention the obvious moral dilemma that the church has been facing for a long, long time. It's interesting, he was talking about USAID. Also back in 2018, when he was a bishop in Arizona, Weisenberger suggested that the church should issue canonical penalties for Catholics who are involved in enforcing our frontline protectors, first responders, Border Patrol, Customs Enforcement, in enforcing Trump-era immigration laws at the border. Now, these canonical penalties, he doesn't articulate what they are, but they could include withholding Holy Communion or excommunication from the church. Now, how crazy is this? This is absolutely incredible. So now we're attacking those that are protecting us because they take an oath to the Constitution and laws of the United States, the Constitution and laws of the state that they're servicing in their community, to uphold the laws. That now the church should be considering canonical penalties for those in the enforcement of same. Now, let me state the obvious. One can only wish that the protestation of sexual abuse by priests would have been as resolute as opposed to the ambivalence that we all witnessed for so many years. And it created all kinds of dilemmas for folks as they dealt with this, especially those families that had experienced that, and those families close to those families that had experienced that. And the pain and the suffering that they continue to go through today. Kind of interesting, right? How many times have we heard from the pulpit of how we should act as Christians and forgiveness, and yet we are advocating for canonical penalties for enforcers of immigration laws? How did we get to this point? Which brings me to the most recent letter by Archbishop Amon to the Archdiocese. Interestingly, the letter starts out by stating that the community conversation around this leadership transition, some would probably characterize it as an upheaval, that's the Second Harvest Food Bank, have continued and have grown more contentious over the past week. Now, one might suggest that skepticism is not synonymous with contentiousness, right? And in James chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly." One could argue that there's all kinds of evidence as to whether or not there should be doubt. We talk about, conceptually, there was a discussion about $16 million for assets that are within the control of Second Harvest Food Bank. Interestingly, dozens of members of the board of directors of that organization had actually unanimously voted to ask the Archdiocese to step aside, because they thought that was in the best interest of Second Harvest Food Bank, considering all of the difficulties that the Archdiocese is having to deal with relative to sexual predators. And here we are. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16, "And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for which such sacrifices God is pleased." What's interesting is, why would one not consider just walking away? How many times have we heard about sacrifice being preached from the pulpit? In Romans 12, verse 1, Paul encourages Christians to offer themselves as living sacrifices to God. I don't think one would disagree that any organization with $1 less, $1,000 less, $100,000 less, $1 million less, or conceptually $16 million less is less than financially. It doesn't necessarily mean that one can't live up to the mission and vision of the organization. But one cannot argue that that organization facing the burden of having to give up a sum of money for the purposes of the archdiocese separating from that organization is less than. Now, we've all heard the adage, actions speak louder than words. What better opportunity than right now for the archdiocese to exhibit sacrifice, to walk away? It's interesting because in the letter it also points out that with continued donor and volunteer support, the mission, right, the gospel call and tenet of the Catholic faith to feed the hungry will not change. The dedicated and experienced staff continue to provide these vital services and will continue to do so. It's a recognition of that continuing to sacrifice, both financially and by providing labor. Right? But is it not also just to ask of the archdiocese to do the same? To walk away, understanding that the gospel call and tenet of our Catholic faith is to feed the hungry and to assist in the community in fulfilling the mission of Second Harvest Food Bank. We have the Archbishop in Detroit saying it. We have so many others saying it. Actions speak louder than words. If one was wanting to improve the optics of everything that's going on around this particular situation, why would we not explore the opportunity of just walking away?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
As was pointed out in the letter as well, when there was a change in 2011 of the Second Harvest Food Bank relative to Catholic Charities, they move forward and they will continue to move forward to create less liability and bureaucracy. And that's what they're contemplating now. The easiest path forward, in my view, is to exhibit sacrifice, to just simply walk away. Because the interesting thing about Second Harvest is that the success of Second Harvest was built on the volunteers and the donors, giving of themselves each and every day. Exhibiting living sacrifices, living up to everything that we've heard from the pulpit for so many years. So one has to ask, has the Archdiocese really looked inwardly to see whether or not there's an alternative course of action that may make more sense to our community, to our Archdiocese, and the place that we call home? We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.